Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment, benefit, and mine. And our guest today is one that I am so thrilled to get a chance to talk to. He will be here as part of the Master Jazz Guitar Series going on, presented by the Germantown Performing Arts and the Mike Kerb Institute for Music at Rhodes College and Sharon and Lee Greenspan. And the guitar series show will be Thursday, April 11th, 7:30 p.m. And you can get tickets Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and noon, the day of the performance. All major credit cards accepted at the Germantown Performing Arts Center at 1801 Exeter Road. And for more information, call Ann at 901-751-7501. 901-751-7501. And I wanted to get all of that out of the way so that I could get a chance to talk to the master guitarist himself, the gentleman who has been, he's gotten awards forever. He's been getting awards. He has played with just about anyone you can think of who has jazz as a part of their resume. And he's a legend in his own time, Mr. Pat Martino. Good morning, Mr. Martino.
Good morning, Malvin. It's really a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Like I said, Interchange is like my favorite CD of all time when I first got here, and we're still playing it. It's still in the inventory, and we've got the duo CD that you just did as well. Now we're running that one really good.
Oh, that's just great! Thank you so much.
Is your recording career getting faster or slowing down?
It's always been just very natural to itself. I never know what's going to happen next. There are periods of time when there are no recordings, and there's just so much activity in terms of performance. Mm. And then there are periods of time when performance slackens off, and there are perfect opportunities to go back into the studio and record.
Yeah, and you did take a hiatus for a while.
Yes, I certainly did.
That was a pretty long step from 87 to 94.
It sure was.
Did that give you a chance to be creative? Think of other things.
Well, actually, it was even longer than that. It began in 1980 at the time of neurosurgery. And a period of recovery didn't really reach its climax until 87, 85 to 87.
You know, thinking about it, such a recovery. I think about Gloria Estefan, who had had it happen to her, who had things happen to her, had a wreck happen to her. Nestor Torres, who had one. Larry Carlton got shot by a burglar.
Yeah.
And your situation. How did you recover from that? It was an aneurysm, wasn't it?
It was aneurysm, yeah. It was primarily, it was a brain tumor that it began at birth. And it just grew and grew until finally it reached proportions that were critical. And that's when aneurysm was the outcome, if it had not been taken care of.
Wow. And then you lost part of your memory because of it.
Yes, I did. In fact, one of the side effects was the lack of retainment. Once they removed 60% of the left temporal lobe, it did have its aftermath.
Yeah, but a lot of people thought you weren't going to come back at all.
Yeah, so I was told.
that's just like the weathermen here telling us how bad the weather's going to be. They don't
know. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, and man, your experiences are so long. You've been playing guitar forever. Did you ever think of another instrument? Is that the one that you were wanting to do from the beginning?
Well, you know, in terms of social, the social media, you know, in terms of music itself, on the basis of entertainment, the guitar was my instrument from the beginning. But there came a time when sensitivity and a need for precision and accuracy began to apply to everything I've ever used, including pencils and pens, knives and forks and spoons, just everything. Precision, is precise. So, you know, when something's in my hands, it's the instrument that I'm devoted to at the moment, consciously devoted to it. So the guitar is second nature to me at this point in life. It's just another one of the tools that's available.
Yeah, I read a quote somewhere. It said that you said the guitar is just an apparatus. The people it brings to you are what matter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I think that's the larger value in life for all of us, no matter what brings it about, remains secondary to that event. Mm. When we are interacting, creatively interacting with others, you know, and I think that's a wonderful experience.
You know, reading in that bio as well, after the aneurysm and the loss of memory, you had forgotten a lot of the music that you had, a lot of your own music. How did you get that back?
In a number of ways. There were a number of just boxes of music that were put all together, you know, prior to the operations themselves. And once the operations were complete and recovery began to take place, in a period of time I began to gain an interest in looking into the past, since I was told that it existed, even though I didn't know anything about it. I began to discover many of the things that were just the replication of years that had gone by, you know.
Mm.
So I saw a lot of the music in that sense, and I still find, I still do.
You still have things coming back to you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, wow. And, well, it'd be so hard to forget some of the things that you did as far as a biography of yourself from others outside who didn't lose their memories, and some of the artists that you've worked with over the years and been affiliated with, and your name is right there with all of them. And I guess it's not strange to say that you have created your own sort of niche in the world of jazz from the beginning, that guys like John Coltrane, Wes Montgomery, these are guys that are your contemporaries and were in as a young guy. Is that right?
They were very close friends at a very early age. And those were things that I think were implanted to such a degree that they were unforgettable.
Yeah.
These were certain things that I didn't forget.
Yeah, right on. If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We are talking to guitar master Pat Martino, and the Pat Martino Trio will be presenting Master Jazz Guitar Series, or rather the Master Jazz Guitar Series presents the Pat Martino Trio. That's Thursday, April 11th, 7:30 p.m. It's going to be at the Germantown Performing Arts Center on the stage, and tickets are on sale, will be on sale, and you can go to the box office at the Germantown Performing Arts Center at 1801 Exeter Road, or you can call for more information at 901-751-7501, or email Ann@gpacweb.com. As a matter of fact, you can go to gpacweb.com for more information, all the information about the Master Jazz Guitar Series presented by the GPAC, the Mike Curb Institute for Music at Rhodes College, and Sharon and Lee Greenspan. And our guest, Mr. Pat Martino, on the phone with us right now from Philadelphia. Are you still living in Philadelphia?
Yes, I am, Melvin.
Oh, great. You know, I think about, I've got a sign up here from Duke Ellington that says music is beyond category. And looking at your biography, now you have gone through a whole list of genres of jazz and music, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
And so how does each type of music relate to genre? I mean, it's like Duke said, I don't think you can categorize music. Do you categorize it, or you just go with the flow?
No, I find it very difficult to categorize it, although there are various idioms of music that are being and have been marketed for countless periods of time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's something that is worldwide with regards to media and communication. There are the diversions in different types of music that I think have a great deal to do with the culture that surrounds them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when a youngster, when he or she is born into a specific culture and is surrounded at a very early age with some of the aspects of entertainment that are part and parcel of that culture, they are then affected by it, and it's part of their communicative evolution. and they suddenly are become classical musicians, or become jazz musicians, or become rock musicians, or blues musicians. And all of these things are viable, and they're all just as important as they can be with regards to the cultures that they flourish in. And then there's the apparatus that we generally refer to as curiosity. And certain individuals, like myself, are so curious about the extension of so many different shades of color that we begin to look into directions that transcend the culture that we've been raised into. And by doing so, not only in the culture, but also spiritually in different religions, we begin to broaden our perspectives so that, very much like the pads on the sides of a horse fall off and sight begins to be universal in that context, it's then that these different idioms or different forms of religion fail to retain their significance. And they begin to unify as one totality of a very truthful reality, you know. So I think music is subject to the same in the sense of its diversion.
Okay. And speaking worldwide, you have been doing music therapy seminars, clinics, master classes all over the world at all locations.
Yes.
And now you currently... Are you an adjunct faculty member in the adjunct faculty of the University of the Arts in Philadelphia?
Yes, I am.
Ah, amazing. How did you find... Now, I also understand that I got a tip from somebody that you've written a book as well.
Yes, an autobiography. And it was a wonderful experience. I don't know what to say about it. It was something that came about of its own nature. You know, it just... It sprung forth, and suddenly it was a project that was very demanding, and at the same time, it was like a roller coaster of events.
I was going to ask how you found the time.
Well, I made the time. You know, suddenly things fell in place, and it was very much like I initially had mentioned, how there are times when performance slackens off, and recording then takes its place. Well, in the same way, this took its proper place, you know. Mm-hmm. And Bill Mulkowski, who is a great writer, worked together with me on that. And it was a wonderful experience. Really did come out nice.
Now, what's the full name of the book?
The book is called Here and Now.
Here and Now.
Yes. Yeah. And it's just... there are many things that the process itself brought to the forefront that I had forgotten about. And it amplified all of the detail to quite a number of years or decades that then became realized once again, you know.
Yeah. Well, now you've done a lot of work as with trios, quartets, and so on and so forth. The last CD that we just dropped, Alone Together with Bobby Rose. Now, what was the idea behind that? Just two instruments?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. That particular recording took place approximately in 1977, at the end of 76 into 77. And at that time, I had been touring with one of the first fusion groups. We were touring together with Return to Forever, Chick's group, and also Joe Zawinul and Wayne, Weather Report.
Yeah.
And at that period of time came the like a volcanic period of seizures that were taking place from the tumor itself, which was still growing.
Oh, wow.
And I came off the road. I was living in New York at the time. And I decided not to tour anymore. So we did some last performances, and that was with Bobby Rose, duets, prior to my departure from New York City to the West Coast, where I lived for a while, and that's where the the aneurysm reached its climax.
Mm. Wow, man, what a storied history. And you know, it's not an exaggeration to say you are a legend in your own time.
Oh, thank you.
I really appreciate you calling, talking with me. As a matter of fact, once again, this is Focus on the Arts, and we're winding down now, but I want to tell you that the Master Jazz Guitar Series presents the Pat Martino Trio, appearing at the Germantown Performing Arts Center on the stage, on the main stage, Thursday, April 11th, 7:30 p.m. And you can go to gpacweb.com. And if you want more information about Mr. Martino himself, you can go to patmartino.com, as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
And we'll be telling you more about this as things go along. By the way, who's coming with you?
The group that's coming with me is an organ trio, and it's Pat Bianchi on Hammond B3, and Carmen Anturi is the drummer.
Oh, right.
Carmen is out of Juilliard, who, in fact, Carmen's still at Juilliard. He's just a great young player.
Oh, we got a CD from him the middle of last year, and we're still playing that one, too.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I think I should mention one other thing. I'm not sure whether this is going to be open to the public, but it's worthy to take a look into it. I'll be coming in on April 10th into Memphis, and I'm doing a master class at Rhodes College.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to that. And if it is not open to the public, at least it's important to bring to the students that I can't wait for the embrace.
But it is open to the public. They told me that, too.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Well, once again, thank you so much for giving us a call. And we're looking forward to the show.
Melvin, it's really my pleasure, and I look forward to seeing you when I come to your town.
All right. And this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.